USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The U.S. reporting over 20,000 new COVID cases a day for 4 days in a row for the first time since May. This as the CDC announces it's recommending all students K through 12 return to the classroom. The CDC saying yesterday students benefit from in-person learning and safely returning to in-person instruction in the fall 2021 is a priority. You can see the recommendations at cdc.gov. Meanwhile, Pfizer announcing this week its COVID vaccine may be losing its effectiveness in preventing the virus. The company says it'll seek emergency use authorization for a booster shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci being asked if people need booster shots.
Right now, they don't. We feel that ultimately, at some point, we may need a boost as the durability of the response wanes. But we don't know that right now, and we don't know when that will be. But we are certainly in the process of trying to find out.
Fauci on ABC News yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Haiti asking the U.S. for security help. Haitian officials want the U.S. to send 500 troops to protect the country's infrastructure, ports, and energy systems. This comes after Haiti's president was assassinated this week outside Port-au-Prince. Over 24 people suspected in the attack, including 2 Americans. No word on a motive or who's behind the attack. The U.S. sending investigators from the FBI and Homeland Security. 7 more bodies found since last night in Surfside, Florida, in the rubble of a collapsed condo. 86 dead, 43 remain unaccounted for, and search crews remain at the scene around the clock.
The pile that originally was approximately 4 or 5 stories is now almost at ground level. So the progress that our search and rescue teams are making is really incredible.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett, also a cat lost in the collapse, found alive and returned to its owner yesterday. Extreme heat continues across the West. The expected high today in Death Valley in California, 130 degrees. That would tie an all-time record. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Confederate symbols being removed in Charlottesville, Virginia today. Statues of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson getting hauled away from public squares. The city's mayor says this brings Charlottesville one small step closer to the goal of grappling with the sin of being willing to destroy black people for economic gain. Gas prices going up. Here's Tim Berg.
According to AAA, the average price of a gallon of gas is expected to increase between 10 and 20 cents a gallon nationwide by August. A AAA spokesman saying gas demand and more expensive crude oil prices are pushing gas prices higher. The group adding crude oil prices are likely to surpass $76 as soon as the end of Tuesday for the first time since November 2014, which will likely lead to further gas price increases over the weeks ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
History made it the Scripps National Spelling Bee this week. Here's Brad Bernards.
Maria. M-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct.
Zyla Avant-Garde became the first African-American winner in the 93-year history of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. She twirled and leaped after spelling the winning word, Mariah, a genus of tropical Asiatic and Australian trees. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.